Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get favorite podcasts. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show or ask your smart speaker to pay WILK News Radio, and it'll play us live. Thank you for joining the third hour here of the Rob O'Donnell Show. It is 510, 55 degrees on this Thursday, October 16th, 2025. So Jefferson Health, which is the parent organization of Lehigh Valley Health Network, announced Wednesday that it's laying off about 1% of its workforce across all its properties, including LVHN. Now, unknown what this means to us here in Dixon City, the move by Jefferson will result in anywhere from 600 to 700 of its 65,000 employees being laid off. It's about 1%. Damian Woods, a spokesperson for Jefferson, said the information was not available about what job sectors or locations were affected by the layoffs. In the statement, Dr. Joseph Cochione, CEO of Jefferson Health, said, like many other health systems, Jefferson is facing significant financial struggles. To sustain our mission and continue serving our communities, we must take thoughtful, strategic actions to align our operations for the future. While these decisions are never easy, they are necessary to ensure Jefferson's remains strong, and able to invest in expanding access to care, advancing innovation, and supporting those who rely on us the most. Now, Lehigh Valley Health Network owns the Lehigh Valley Hospital in Dixon City. The layoffs come just over a year after Jefferson and LVHN completed their merger. During recent interviews with the Morning Call, the CEO talked up wins for the combined network during that first year, including a major expansion to its emergency department of the Lehigh Valley Hospital, Muhlenberg, and opening the healthcare center in Tower Palace and Women's Health Center in Bethlehem. The layoff announcement casts a shadow over this second year. And again, it's 1%. I understand 600 to 700 jobs are a lot, but when you have 65,000 employees in the large picture, it's really not. But if you're affected, it's going to be. Credit Ratings, the research group Fitch Ratings, just days ago updated its outlook for Jefferson to negative. In its report, Fitch Ratings noted that despite possessing a respectable market share in the region it serves and a healthy student population as well as continued research, Jefferson recorded significant operating losses of $479 million. In fiscal year 2025, with about $271 million of investment income moved out of operations. According to Fitch Ratings, a significant amount of those losses came from Jefferson's health plans. Jefferson's non-commercial insurance marketplace, which lost $170 million in 2025. Jefferson is not in fiscal hardships. Healthcare industry groups say that, health systems are constantly facing financial woes. And they put some blame on the tariffs, talks about Medicare and Medicaid and Medicare Advantage plans. It's interesting because I was just looking at a bill we got from our health plan. And again, I had Aetna for 30 years. Until after the Affordable Care Act, and my premiums went to over $1,800 a month. And I said, listen, we can't do this anymore. I mean, we're paying a mortgage payment for healthcare each month. So I went to a lesser plan that was more affordable. And have to travel sometimes 2 hours to get an MRI. I have to travel to Port Jervis, New York to get an MRI. That's the closest place I can get an MRI. Now, obviously, I get emergency care. Thankfully, we found a doctor, a primary care doctor here. And, specialists we do have to travel for. But I was looking at a bill. My wife went to the doctor the other day, and we got a bill. And the charge for the bill, and it was just a regular visit. I think it was a specialist visit. And the charge said $190 for the visit. And insurance said contracted amount, $54. And we paid our $20 copayment, and that was the end of it. The rest just is a wash. If they charged everyday people like that, if you don't have insurance, if they said whatever the lowest contracted amount we agree to, with the big insurance companies, cut them out altogether. And I don't care who the big insurance company is, whoever negotiates the best deal with those medical providers, because the hospital or the doctor is charging $190 for this 10-minute visit, 15-minute visit. And I understand they have staffs and they got to produce record and whatever it is, and they're doctors. They have to recoup their schooling and such. I don't blame that. But if they're willing to accept $54 for that payment from a large insurance company, say a bigger insurance company, whoever it may be, Geisinger, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, whoever they are, say they can get it for $48. Whatever the lowest contracted agreement is, if you don't have any health insurance, that should be your rate for that. So that's what you should be billed for that service. I mean, I've had a lot of rebuilding on my body. I've had torn biceps on both arms. I've had my shoulder reconstructed. I have steel rods and plates in my neck. I have a cadaver bone in my neck. There's a lot. I've had ablations and interventions in my heart. When I see an MRI bill for $4,800 and then my insurance company says, well, we're going to pay you $700. And they go, okay. Well, if that's the lowest contracted rate for anyone, that should be what it is if you don't have health insurance. Instead of screwing the taxpayers, instead of trying to decide who is the haves and have-nots, trying to say, oh, we need a more equitable system, how about we just have a true billing system? And again, if these big insurance companies have all the power behind them to where they can negotiate these rates, and that's why these hospitals, these doctors take this insurance. Whoever gets the best deal, whatever it is, for each thing, then that should be the rate for someone who doesn't have insurance. Because listen, if I didn't have insurance at all, and I needed to get an MRI, and they said, well, $4,800, well, I'm just not getting the MRI. But if they told me $700, okay, I can get the MRI. Let me get on a billing and we'll knock it out in the next 2 or 3 months. And I get the MRI and I get the treatment I need, at least the diagnosis I need. It's this inflation and increase in insurance companies, the negotiated rate, hospitals are charging a higher amount because they know they're only going to get this. That's where they're destroying our healthcare system. If they actually looked at it from the patient aspect, from somebody without insurance or whatever, I mean, think about that $1,800 a month. Oh, it was like $1,879, I think, is when we bowed out a month. If you save that each month, if you had a few thousand dollars in medical bills, you'd be able to easily pay it and still have money saved. But they don't do that because it's about the system. It's about who's giving money to who. It's about inflated costs. It's about the middle people. It's there's always more to this system. And I hope one day, because the systems are out of control, they truly look at it for an affordable system. And listen, the Affordable Care Act was anything but. There's a small group of people that benefited from the Affordable Care Act. The majority did not. The majority of us got screwed. And I'm not angry at that. It's just not working the way they said it is. And it's a failed system. And the answer isn't, well, let's just take more of the taxpayer monies to enhance the premium tax credits. Because now you're just giving benefits to the wrong people. You took away an income cap, so you got people making over $100,000 having taxpayers pay for some of their health insurance. You're making small businesses have no incentive to provide their own health insurance and give their employees health insurance because they can get it from the marketplace and get tax credits for getting it there. You want to help small businesses and small companies, you know, get incentives for them to get health savings accounts for their people and get true billing in healthcare. And again, that could start with whatever the lowest contracted rate is for that service, be it whatever that service is. Make that the rate, and more people would be able to afford it. That's all I'm saying. There are ways to get around it, just no one wants to sit down. They want to politicize it. They want to make money off of it. They want to weaponize it. No one wants to solve the problem. Big way to solve the problem, I just told you. You know, if you could go to the doctor and only pay that, whatever they, $54, and not need insurance to pay that, well, people would get the health care they need. People would be able to afford the health care we need. But fixing the system is not on anyone's agenda. It's 5:21 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Tonight, mainly clear, a low of 35, so make sure you bundle up tonight. Friday, mostly sunny, high of 60. Saturday, partly sunny, high 65. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of late day showers, high of 67. It is currently 54 degrees here at 5:21 at your official weather station, WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK. It is 5:26, 54 degrees outside. Let me go to the phone now. We have Bill in Wilkes-Barre. Bill.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I heard about that thing in Harrisburg, and I read about it. The first question is, even though it didn't affect flight safety because they were messing around with something involving interstate commerce, whether that could be a federal as well as a state crime, and I think that should be looked into. Another point is that these, if you look at the difference in behavior between the pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrators, when you have a pro-Israel demonstration, it's orderly, people obey the police, they have American flags displayed respectfully. When you have a pro-Palestinian event, they're often doing unlawful things like blocking streets, vandalizing everything in sight, throwing things at the police, and any American flags that happen to be present there either are on fire, on the ground, or both. And now we have them creating a disruption at an airport. And I think that says plenty about whatever merits of their cause they claim to have.
I think you're right, Bill. It's going to be interesting because after the peace deal that President Trump and his administration was able to get, as fragile as it is, but he got all the hostages home. It's going to be interesting to see at this this little No Kings thing that they got going on this weekend, if there's any Palestinian or Free Palestine signs or flags waving, even after the fact of there is a ceasefire and peace now.
You know, for all the, given the ceasefire, for all the bad things they're saying about Israel, now that Hamas doesn't have any Jews handy to abuse and kill, they're now doing it to other Arabs.
Yeah, they're executing their own people. That's exactly what they're doing. Yep, they're executing their own people there. It's going to be interesting. Maybe they should have a Find a New Leader rally this weekend instead of a No Kings rally. They'd be better off finding someone that could lead them into the 2028, not just complaining about what they don't have. But, Bill, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. What was I going to say? I was going to talk about something. Totally lost me. Oh, here we go. I know it now. I just looked up the screen and there it was. The Post has some more breaking news. We talked about Letitia James's grandniece who had some trouble with the law and assaulted some police officers in the past. And she lashed out on social media trying to cover her past, saying, "Well, that was long ago and I'm fine and I'm doing good. And all you haters are haters. And why don't you just step aside?" Well, The New York Post just broke today, just a little while ago, that New York Attorney General Letitia James is housing a second criminal family member at her properties in Virginia. And the Post can reveal she and her big sister were partners in crime. James' grandniece, Kayla Thompson Hairston, 21, is an OnlyFans star with a public X-rated social media presence, was charged in April of 2024 with lying about her felony criminal record when she tried to buy a gun in Suffolk, Virginia, according to court documents. Kayla was legally disqualified from owning a firearm due to an August 2020 felony arrest of malicious wounding, which Virginia laws defines as a crime in which a person shoots, stabs, cuts, or wounds any other person or by any means causing bodily injury, with the intent to maim, disfigure, disable, or kill. Thompson Hairston was a juvenile at the time, and the records in that case are sealed. The weapons charge were later dropped because they learned Kayla's malicious wounding charge was pled down to a misdemeanor, prosecutors said. In 2019, when Kayla was just 15 years old, she was also caught up in a criminal hijinks of her big sister, Nikita Thompson, 36, who is a wanted fugitive in North Carolina for a slew of arrests. That's what we talked about earlier. Kayla's social media profiles includes photos of her flashing her naked body and also flashing cash alongside a boyfriend. She recently announced that she was pregnant and posted numerous videos of herself dancing with her baby belly exposed. So this Letitia James, New York Attorney General's got quite the family surrounding her that she's housing in her homes in Virginia that she said she wasn't renting and were her primary residence. So it just, this story just keeps getting better. Just keeps getting better. So if she's not, if she didn't lie on her mortgage applications, is she harboring fugitives? Could be. Could be. I mean, it's interesting. When I worked in units in the police department, I had to sign affidavits saying that I did not hang around or associate with any known criminals in either friends, family, or acquaintances. Part of the extensive background check that I need to do. I know when you get security clearances for the military, you have to affirm to the same thing. But here we have the top law enforcement official in New York State, Letitia James, who is harboring housing and family members, just quite the winners. You can't make this stuff up. You truly can't. And listen, I'm real serious about instead of having this No Kings rally that you're really pushing. A matter of fact, Portland just had to change theirs because the terrorists in Portland that were assaulting ICE tried to take over the No Kings rally to make it more violent. So they've just had to cancel the No Kings rally in Portland because they, it was going to be too violent. We'll see. But everywhere else, if you're going to have these No Kings rally, instead of a No Kings rally, why don't you call it Find a Leader rally? Who's our next go-to on the bench rally? You'd be better off using your momentum and your time trying to find who's going to run the Democrat Party coming up because you really don't have anyone. It's 5:32 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Well, if you live in the city of Scranton, or even if you don't, you may want to tune in tonight. The Scranton mayoral debate will be held starting at 6 p.m. on today, Thursday, October 16th, at the PNC Auditorium at the University of Scranton. The following candidates will appear on the ballot for the mayor in November: Democrat and current mayor Paige Cognetti, Republican Trish Beinan, Independents Rick Little and Gene Barrett. Fox 56 is Elizabeth Hakes, also serves as the moderator in the debate, in addition to Donnie Collins and Boris Krasnuk. The Lackawanna County Commissioner debate will be held at 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 23rd, at the Pearl Auditorium inside Brennan Hall. I wonder why I wasn't asked to be a moderator at the mayoral debate. I wonder if – does anyone know if all four candidates are partaking in the debate tonight? Because if Mayor Paige Cognetti, Republican Trish Bynum, and Independents Rick Little and Gene Barrett are all it's going to be a party. So I get a kick out of Rick Little. He posts videos on a lot of my posts that I put on social media. And if you ever watched him at the Scranton City Council meetings, I like him. He's interesting. But it'll be interesting to see how Mayor Paige Cognetti holds up Trish Bynum, the Republican, and Gene Barrett, and Rick Little. I mean, you never know. He'd be surprised. Listen, at very little, Wendy Wilson, who is Mayor Paige Cognetti's comms person for her campaign, her attack mouth, we'll have plenty of fake Democrats, I guess, comments afterwards. I wonder if she's going to make fun of anybody's appearance at this. Maybe she should check and ask if they had any medical conditions or anything that last time. She's been laying low since she stuffed her foot in her mouth. And it's interesting because Mayor Paige Cognetti has let other people go for bad optics for very less. Here we are taking her Democratic Party and splintering it before her very eyes right before an election for attacking school board candidate Bob Casey, no relation to former Senator Casey, because he had the audacity to be cordial to a Republican. Crazy stuff here. But if you're a taxpayer in Scranton, work in Scranton, this is going to be something you want to watch. But if not, the Scranton mayoral debate will start today at 6 p.m. And it will be, I believe it's going to be on ECTV. I would imagine Fox 56, since they're moderating it. Donnie Collins. Is that the sports reporter, Donnie Collins, from the Times Tribune? And Boris Krausenook, he's over at the Times Leader, I now believe. And Fox 56, Elizabeth Hakis. I'm sorry if I'm breaking your name wrong. But it's going to be interesting. Hopefully I get home to at least catch the end of it. Maybe I'll listen to it on my app from ECTV on the way home. But going to be interesting times. It is 5:41 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Johnny, I love you, man, but never do that again. Oh, welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:46. I'm reading now that John Bolton, they're saying, is in deep trouble. John Bolton is the former national security advisor under President Trump's first term, and he's been indicted for handling classified material. According to the federal indictment against him, he not only stored thousands of pages of classified documents in his home after his government employment ended, he regularly shared classified info with multiple uncleared individuals via unsecured Google and AOL email. If true, that's not going to look good. Texter texted in, Boris is with WVIA. Okay. And somebody said, Mike Mancini said that all four candidates are confirmed for tonight's debate. And that starts at 6 o'clock, Scranton mayoral debate. And I suggest if you have a vested interest, and even if you don't, if you enjoy politics in Northeast Pennsylvania, as vicious as it gets sometimes, especially if you have attack mouthpieces at your side and surround yourself with abhorrent people, that's what happens. But it's going to be interesting, the debate, and it is on ECTV. So you could check it out there if that's where you normally watch the things. Wendy said she loves the musical selection today, Johnny. So there you go. Somebody said, Rob, is Letitia James a crime family? Sure seems like it. Listen, if you have two – I mean, I know she has a few houses in Virginia, and two of them are rented to your grandnieces who are both criminals – or at least former criminals. And serious criminals. So interesting. Interesting that that's the case. I talked about yesterday that FBI Director Kash Patel and Donald Trump and Attorney General Pam Bondi held a news conference yesterday on some of the things the FBI has been doing over the past couple of months. The FBI has overseen the arrests of nearly 8,700 violent criminals as part of what they called Operation Summer Heat. President Donald Trump and FBI Director Kash Patel said yesterday. Trump and Patel touted numbers as historic, claiming record numbers compared to prior administrations. Over the past few months, the FBI officials in 50 states made crushing violent crime a top enforcement priority. And that's what they did. Rounded up and arrested thousands of the most violent and dangerous criminals, president said during the news conference in the Oval Office. Since Trump took office in January, the FBI has reported an 86% increase in arrests, with 28,649 arrests in 2024 compared to 15,388 in 2023, 15,771 in 2022, and 16,864 in 2021. And they're talking about fiscal year 2024 that runs into October of 2025. So they've almost doubled the arrests from the three prior years. In addition, the FBI has recorded a 27% decrease in homicides compared to 2024. In June of 2024, the national homicide count was 1,402 compared to 991 in June of 2025. In just 7 months, these are the best numbers for fighting crime in U.S. history, and it's only 7 months in, and to do that, our vehicle to do it choice was Operation Summer Heat, which the FBI architected to go after violent criminals. And in just 3 months' span, you had 8,700 arrests for violent criminals, said Patel. You had 2,200 firearms seized off the streets permanently to safeguard our communities. You had 421 kilograms of fentanyl seized. Just to put that into perspective, that's enough to kill 55 million Americans. You also had 45,000 kilograms of cocaine seeds. And thanks to our Department of Justice partners, you had 2,100 indictments in 3 months from June to September alone. Patel credited the president for allowing good cops to be good cops and putting the right people in the Department of Justice. Patel also touted that, I talked about this, but I didn't have the numbers yesterday. He talked about 5,400 children that the FBI have located, adding that this represents a 30% increase from the previous administration. He included that gang arrests have risen by 210%, adding that the FBI has also gone after transnational organized crime. We have gone after espionage activities against our main counterparts in China, Russia, and Iran. In China alone, we've had over 50% increase in espionage arrests alone on prosecutions, Patel added. In Iran, we had a 50% increase against the espionage cases. And in Russia, we've had a 33% increase in espionage cases alone. When it comes to counterterrorism, year to date, we have 125 arrests this year versus 100 last year. In addition to the record number of arrests, the Department of Justice has secured 2,100 indictments. Trump and Patel were joined by Attorney General Pam Bondi, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche during the press conference. The Attorney General said, you have taken the handcuffs off them to let them do their jobs, to let cops be cops. That's why all of this is happening. So those are the numbers. It's interesting to talk about the espionage cases with the FBI because while I worked here in Northeast Pennsylvania, I worked with the FBI counterintelligence units, and they did monitor Russian spies on a regular basis here. And I'm not going to get into the details about it, but it was very commonplace here. And I'm not going to even dive into how they got on their radar and such. But one of the things I asked when I was involved with this was, well, if you know they're here and you know what they're doing, why don't you snatch them up and arrest them? Why don't you take them off the street? Why don't you stop them? And the answer I got, and this is about 10 years ago, here in Northeast Pennsylvania, the answer I got was, well, because when they grab our people in Russia, we grab their people here, and then we basically switch them. So, you know, we know what they're doing. We monitor them. They know what we're doing there. They monitor us. And if they happen to catch them and snatch up our American counterparts in Russia, they'll call us and say, well, we have such and such, or we'll get the call that, you know, American citizens or American assets are in custody in Russia, and then we'll grab these people up. And then we'll say, well, we have such and such in custody. Would you like to make a deal? And they make a deal and switch it. So it really doesn't solve any problems. It is literally that game of cat and mouse. And it's unfortunate, but that is the way they looked at it, a game. And hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully when we find them, we get them off our streets so they don't get any valid intelligence. They don't do anything. It's interesting what's happening right here in our area under our very noses that we just kind of are oblivious to day in and day out. And again, that's right here in Northeast Pennsylvania. And you know, after coming from 9/11 and the 93 World Trade Center bombing, to hear that kind of excuse just blew my mind. Yeah, we just monitor them. We know what they're doing. We know what they're up to. And, you know, if they grab our people there, we grab these people up and then we switch them out. All right, I guess. Then shake your head and go home and hug your family. Thank God, we live where we do. Before we close out, let me tell you about my friends at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, they are an amazing team up there at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. And I just got my brand new Mitsubishi electric heat pump system installed 2 weeks ago. It's just been incredible. I've used both the air conditioning and the heating over the past 2 weeks. Tomorrow morning will probably be the heat again. These split air ductless systems are phenomenal. If that's the route you want to go, we've tossed it around. My wife and I have tossed it around for a couple of years. You know, I looked at them in the big box stores. They have them, yeah. You could buy them online and have them shipped right to your house, but they're not the Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems. That's top-of-the-line equipment. And Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, they're Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors. So they know exactly what they're doing. Rob Monk came out to my house, scanned each room, told me exactly what size unit we needed, showed me what they would look like on my walls, showed me what it would look like outside, showed me how they would run the tubing and the electric, and it's seamless with my siding. And that was a big concern because we just had the house sided a couple of years ago. And it looks like part of the siding. You can't tell. And the system is just unbelievable. You turn it on, you know, within minutes you have the heat you need. Within minutes you have the air conditioning you need, and it's cooling down. Plus it has the dehumidifier mode to it, and just a fan if you just want to circulate air in your house. They are 24/7, 365 days a year service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters. There is an energy tax rebate that I get that they sent the paperwork for me. All I have to do is file when I file my taxes, submit it with that, and a couple $1,000 off my taxes. And, you know, a PP&L rebate where it's cash back to us, you know, once we submit that. So these Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, they are exactly what they claim to be. They're a godsend. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. And tell them. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Thursday, October 16th, 2025. In a mere seconds, you're going to have the first mayoral debate in the Scranton mayoral's race that's going to start 6 o'clock. It's going to be on ECTV. I believe it's going to be on Fox 56, too. There'll be three different moderators, and all four candidates will be in there. Barrett, Bynum, Cognetti and Little will be there. It'd be entertaining at least, but listen, if you're a Scranton resident, this means a lot to you. You have the ability to change your direction in Scranton, and there's a lot of turmoil going on right now within the parties, within the city, so it's going to be interesting to see what's said tonight and how this is handled. Coming up on 6 o'clock, God bless, be safe. I will see you tomorrow. It's Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.